Well, hello and welcome to the Bottom Line Me podcast. I'm Ann Allard, and as many of you that have listened in the past, we like to spend some time talking about issues and topics in the title and real estate industry. Today, I'm very happy to be catching up with Brenda Nelson, who occasionally has popped in to share some of the things that she has observed or seen out in the field. So, Brenda, hello. Welcome back.
Hello.
Thank you, Ann. I love being here.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, it's good to see you. So you've been out in the field an awful lot. And last time you and I spoke, you mentioned that you were doing a lot of business or workflow analysis. That's a mouthful, the word alone. Anyway, I thought maybe it would be a great topic that you could share a little insight and tell us a little bit about what they are. So why don't we start there for those for those of us that aren't familiar with what a workflow analysis or a business analysis process is, why don't we start by giving us the high level overview of what it is, and then maybe tell us why you think it's important.
Well, first, let's talk about you use the word business analysis and then business process analysis, and they are two separate things.
Ah.
So a business process analysis looks at the day-to-day processes. And then a business analysis is like an overview of the entire company. So it would be like, for example, if you were tracking finances, business process analysis would be where you are looking at the steps and the actions for budgets or for purchasing. And then a business analysis would be where you're looking at a full analysis of all the finances.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of gives you a little differentiation between the two. But a business process analysis, it's a method where you review, like I said, the day-to-day processes that occur in business. It helps you look at your internal workflows to show different areas where you can improve, helps pinpoint processes that maybe need to be streamlined. Also, you could look at redundancies because, you want to reduce those. You want to be really efficient. So it also shows those things, but it also shows things that you're doing well. You know, what still works. You asked about what's important with it. Why is it important? And it's kind of funny when you go out and you ask, when was the last time you looked at your workflow? You know, really assessed it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how few have done it, like ever. So sometimes I hear, we're doing things the same way because it's the way we've always done it. Well, in today's environment, really, that doesn't cut it. Because when you neglect to analyze your processes, it leads to use of redundant or outdated methods.
Right.
So, companies change over time, they evolve, and it's really important for them to reflect and review. So it's true, especially now, because the continued innovation in technology. You risk becoming obsolete by using outdated workflows and processes. So it's very important, in my view, of taking kind of a step back and looking in at what you're doing in your processes.
Yeah. I guess we're all guilty at times of, going back and doing things the way we've always done, and we fall into these ruts, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about, the initial steps that you take or that whoever you're doing the analysis with or for, what do you do to prepare for this?
Sure. Once we have the owner's buy-in, that's the big thing, is to make sure that we have the owner saying, I do want to do this. I'm committed to it. So once we have that buy-in, we send questionnaires out to every employee. So it's either we send it to the owner and the owner sends it out, or we send it out and we ask questions of them. We solicit their opinion. And so we have separate questionnaires for the owners and employees because the owner has, usual questions. The employees are really an important part of the BPA. We ask, questions so that they can have input. The forms come back to us, and we ask for them to come back about a week ahead so that we can review them.
Right.
And we use those questions or those answers to analyze and to formulate additional questions. So when we go into their offices and we sit with them, so what we do is we sit with every employee. And when we go in and we sit with them, we take those answers and we may not understand what the answer was, you know, so we ask clarifying questions and we ask, you know, why are you doing something a certain way? We interview that person about their position. So one of the important parts of that initial step is by including everyone, they feel part of the process.
Right.
And as we all know, when you have change, if change is going to be suggested in the report that we send, those team members are more likely to accept that change when they've been part of the process.
Yeah. Yeah. It's giving a voice. I think that's a great part of the process.
Right. To make them feel like they have their opinion matters.
Exactly. Yeah. Are there any specific categories that you could share with us that you focus on, or does it depend on who the customer is or who the agent is that that you're working with?
Well, we're in a unique industry. So what we do is we analyze the entire flow. And so it's the flow of the order from when the title comes in, it goes to the title plant, all the way through closing and funding. Like I said, we sit with every member of the team. We follow up and we even talk to post-closing. We go all the way to accounting and the three-way reconciliations of the escrow accounts. And then we even look at the audit process. So every area that takes them to the goal that the company has, and the goal of every title company is to close files and issue title policies. And every area we look at.
Interesting. Are there any, you know, key challenges or issues that you think doing this kind of analysis could help a title agent identify something and then figure out what they can do to solve the problem or address it?
Oh, yeah. I think the number one thing that comes out of this exercise is finding out, and I'm talking really about the last year, how technology needs to be adopted. And how it needs to be used to be more efficient, to accomplish a task in a better way. Tech changes, you know, are coming at us, you know, so fast that it's overwhelming. We have artificial intelligence. We have ChatGPT. We have new ways to move funds in and out of an escrow account. You know, we need to realize that we can improve how and what we provide to the customer. Change in technology is a challenge to implement for sure, but if the agent has shown the benefit, most companies and their employees adapt. One thing that has come out of a BPA is also employees themselves, you know, talking to each person and interviewing them. Are they being utilized to their fullest potential? Are they in a good position? Do they need to be moved to a different position? Or maybe they're underutilized.
Interesting.
You know, we're not out to delete a position to get an employee, you know, let go. But we want to make sure everyone is working efficiently. And I will tell you, you know, just a quick example is we have two employees doing order entry at one title company. 8 hours, an average number of orders come in during the day, but it didn't justify two people. They were on their phones. They, you know, so it was pointed out in the report that, you know, two people really, it wasn't justified, but maybe move one employee to another position. And I knew that they had another position. They were going to hire someone. So they were able to move that person into a different position where then they were more efficient and, you know, we're able to save hiring someone.
Interesting. Any other examples that you could share with us? Because I think that that's if nothing else, that's an incredible benefit or worth the time and energy that someone would put into going through one of these things.
Well, yeah, not off the top of my head, but I know, you know, talking about pain points or bottlenecks, you know, where you can get those in the closing process.
Right.
And, you know, to address those in the analysis is important. And so just thinking about that, I can give you a couple examples, but communication within the company is a big thing that sometimes is a pain point or a bottleneck. And I say communication or lack of. In one BPA, I witnessed the moving of a file. and the file was moved physically from one person to the next. And what was interesting is it even had a runner drive the file to another location when certain tasks were needed. So, you know, this business, it definitely benefited from a BPA.
Right.
There's so many other options than moving that physical file. You would have had the same outcome, but you would have been more efficient and more cost effective. Another one is the most minor pain point is important. Agents in a lot of states collect, they have to collect the exact amount for recording. Well, it's hard to do. And so the pain point would be that you're under recording or over, not over recording, you're over collecting or under collecting. And you don't want that. You don't want to lose money, and you don't really want to have to refund money because that takes time. It takes manpower. So, you know, how do you manage those refunds? And so we give suggestions of processes for an agent when we do a BPA, if we see what they're doing is not effective. And we make suggestions on how to handle that at funding. So, you know, just some of the different things where we can help them and identify the pain points, not really knowing that they were there to begin with, but we're able to help them and give them advice or solutions, suggestions.
I mean, just talking about recording, you know, collecting recording fees, I mean, that's a challenge, for, I think, for everybody because
it's,
and there's no, but just I think the awareness perhaps is useful in helping come up with some solutions or alternative ways to deal with it. So that's interesting. What about potential risks? Or can these types of analysis help to mitigate potential risks for a title agent?
Yes, they really can. I think, as we both know, probably the biggest risk right now, really to everyone, is they're looking at ways and wanting help with protecting the money coming in and going out of an escrow account. And really, by examining their processes, we can identify those potential hazards. We can give suggestions on what can be put into place to help with protecting those funds. Fraud is huge right now, so that's one of the things that we can talk about and look at. Another one is compliance violations. That can also be found in a BPA. Identifying those, sometimes finding numerous between what the state requires and helping, well, what the state requires, but also your underwriters require. Helping the agent create new processes assures that, you know, the risk of being written up in an audit can be mitigated. So we identify those as well. Have you thought about this? Have you thought about that when it comes to, you know, suggestions?
So do you run into any resistance, or are there any common misconceptions that you encounter when you're recommending or suggesting or even conducting an analysis with someone?
The answer is yes. The answer is emphatically yes, because, you know, the owners, many times the owner has pride in what they created. You know, this is their team. This is their workflow, their success. And they, you know, they should be proud. But the owner also thinks that if a third party comes in, it's going to mean that somehow we're there to identify their failures. And that's not what this is about at all. This is just, everyone needs to be reevaluated. They need a tune-up to their workflows. So if they, you know, can get past that, they just really don't want to miss out on an opportunity to improve. To increase customer, employees, and employee satisfaction, but then also to be more efficient and competitive. So it's really sometimes the owner that we can't get them to understand the value.
Interesting. Interesting. Kind of like the performance review, right? I mean, it's there to really, you know, allow people to identify, you know, strengths and weaknesses, if nothing else, and then come up with some solutions. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Wow. Well, this has been a really interesting conversation. I'm so glad you were able to join me today.
Well, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's good to see you again. And as you know, we always end our podcast with the bottom line. So what's the bottom line on this one, Brenda? Why should an agent want to partake or consider participating or even requesting that an analysis be done?
Well, good question. I always like the bottom line. Anyone who wants insight into their processes and suggestions on way to improve their business should have one done. It really provides a goldmine of information to use to help them boost productivity, improve workflow. It also says something to the employees, that the owner is investing the time to evaluate. They're taking that risk and helping their company be the best. As far as, really, I think it takes a while for an agent to put things into action. So we always have that initial BPA, but then we follow up. And, our reports are 10 to 15 pages long. And it takes a while for them to take the findings, to implement what they want to implement, especially when it comes to technology. That's kind of takes some time. But we don't walk away from them. We follow up periodically to help them and make continued suggestions. So bottom line is everybody should want one done. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's nothing but positives that can come out of it, even in the negative.
Great. Wow. Well, that's a great way to wrap things up. So once again, it's great to see you. And I'd just like to take a moment to thank our audience today for joining us. And we look forward to seeing you again. Until then, let's all continue to learn, grow, and prosper.